Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, the Bert Show.
All right, so I call it the Break the Rules bucket list. Amanda and I came up with this list. You know what your bucket list items are, things that you really, really want to do before you die. Your Break the Rules bucket list would be, quite honestly, like small things you've thought about doing, but you're breaking the rules, but it would feel so invigorating. I added one to my list last week, running up the down escalator at the Atlanta airport. The long one.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Just for no reason.
For no reason. It just feels like something I would love to do.
I don't think you could do it.
You don't think I can make
That's
it?
That's a long escalator.
Oh,
man.
I can make that.
No.
Oh, are you kidding?
I don't think you can.
Oh, that's a challenge.
That is one of the longest escalators as you're getting off the plane train and you're going up to get to baggage claim and picturing you like going all the way up. I don't know if you could get all the way to the top.
Okay, so you're saying without people on it, because that would be the real.
Yeah. No, I'm
without
saying
people, I can't make it all the way to the top.
Empty escalator, baby.
Oh,
you
man.
Can.
I want this.
I was late for a flight last week or whenever I went to Chicago, and I sprinted halfway up that escalator, but I wasn't looking up, and I'm like, God, when does this thing end? And I looked up and I was like, nah, bro, I'll miss the flight.
No,
but my point is, if I can make it halfway, you can make it full.
No, but you're talking about the down escalator, going up the down escalator.
I'm talking about going up the down escalator.
I thought you meant that real long
no,
one.
No. Yeah, no, he could totally do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was like, have some faith in yourself, man.
No, this is like, it's going down, mm-hmm. and you're going like against stream, like a salmon. Yeah, going.
You
up.
Can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
yeah, good.
I'm betting on the under.
What?
I don't know. That's a long escalator, bro.
What?
And I mean, to be fair, and I'm not going to say it moves at a good clip, but it's moving.
You're going to run out of wind at probably 60% through.
Yep.
The rest of that, you're going to have to push through.
Are we talking about the one where your picture's going to be, yeah. like where yeah. the screen is?
Yeah.
That's not that tall.
I think I could make it.
You got.
Now it's a challenge. I'm going to be down there tomorrow. I might ask them, like, hey, can you clear the escalator for just 30 seconds? I mean, these people aren't in a rush. Their bags aren't going to get there anytime soon. Let's go.
It's your moment. Take advantage of it.
This isn't the busiest airport in America. You're fine.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Huh. All right, that takes us in a different direction, but now I'm feeling the challenge, right? But I'm also at the age where I mentally think I could do things that I could do when I was 20. Like, yes. Oh, I can still do that. And mm-hmm. then you're six stairs up and you're yeah. like, oh, that was stupid.
So you think you and your two new hips can make it all the way up there, huh?
Because of my two hips. I can make it up there. All right, so what would be on your Break the Rules bucket list? Just as examples, because I think we definitely broke one on vacation, and I don't know if you guys will give me credit for the second one. What do you got?
Mine were to sneak into somewhere I have absolutely no business being, like you did with, I think it was the Miami Heat, right in the locker room.
Yeah, after the NBA championship.
I would love to do yep. something like that. Play piano in a place where you are clearly not supposed to touch the piano.
Okay.
and still one of those rocks that they tell you not to. Even though, Kristen, I got a lot of DM from people telling me, please don't do that. I'm not going to do it, but it is something I've always wanted to do.
I learned my lesson the hard way, how to make an apology to the god of wind in Tulum.
I remember.
Abby?
For me, I've already crashed a wedding, so I feel like I need to one-up myself by giving some kind of speech at a wedding or by doing something that's just a little bit more extra than just, you know, sliding in on the dance floor. And then my other one is I want to home wreck a marriage, but one that was already on the way out. Like, I just want to know that you would choose me over your wife. But I want to know there was trouble already, so I don't have to feel bad about it.
Help. You just want to help ease it out.
It's going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
You just expedited the situation.
I'm going to be a laxative for your marriage.
Well, he will definitely tell you that the marriage is almost over when you have the affair.
Yeah. That'll ease my conscience.
All right, Kristen.
Abby Imodium. I like it. I have no recollection because we did this and we shared them. And I can't remember for the life of me what my three were. So they just must have been really boring.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
All right. So two that I had on my list. We definitely did one, and that was crash a wedding, which you did. So we took a boat out one day, and we were drinking quite a bit on the water. And this is a French island that we were at. It's called Guadeloupe in the Caribbean. So as we were going past this one bay, we saw a whole bunch of people in the water, and there were red flares coming out of the boat, but it was docked. So it's not like, help me. It was like, this is a big old party going on. So we tell the dude, hey, can you pull into the bay? We want to see what's going on over there, right? And it was a French wedding that the wedding was over and they were all partying in the water together. And they had a live DJ on the boat. What? Nobody was in the boat. They were all in the bay, like sort of swimming and dancing at the same time to this DJ. And he had red flares, right? So we're like, we need to go in there and do this, right? So we swim on over there. We're going to crash the party, man. It looks like they're having a great time. We get in there. Everybody's head look. I mean, they immediately knew that we weren't part of the party.
Well, you think?
And they were not happy about it at all. First of all, the French aren't real, like, welcoming people to begin with. So two Americans coming up and trying to crash their reception didn't go over well.
Yeah, don't blame this on them on not being welcoming. No. You crashed their party.
Yeah, they weren't excited to see us.
Like, what did we do wrong?
Not friendly about it at all. But either way, it's off the list.
Okay.
Didn't say the people would be happy that we crashed the list or the wedding.
Did it live up to your expectation or were you slightly disappointed?
Super disappointed.
I'm assuming you didn't stay too long.
No, we're there like 2 minutes.
Okay.
All right. But I am still crossing that one off the list. The second one was run away from cops. I think the adrenaline of running away from a police officer, it never ends well. But in the back of my head, that would be pretty invigorating.
That never happened to you as a kid? Like,
no, I've never run from cops.
Yeah, no, I've already crossed that one off the list.
You did?
Yeah, we were just hanging out in Shillitoe Park, literally doing absolutely nothing. But we were there past curfew, and cops came, and man, we hoofed it. We left those suckers in our vest.
We have lived two very different lives. Yes. I would like to avoid that by any means necessary.
That's not on any of your list.
Not on one of them.
So we are eating at this French restaurant where we took a car around the island just to find all these secluded beaches. That's part of the fun on going on a Caribbean vacation for me, is just going around and trying to find where the tourists aren't, right? So we take a car out for the day. We find a restaurant. We eat at it. And Amanda stays in the bathroom while I'm getting the car ready. And as I come out, this, for lack of a better word, like a parking cop comes out and starts yelling at me. Like, I have to pay $2 to park in front of the restaurant. But he's saying it in French, so I don't really have any idea what he's upset about. So, but I do see on the bottom of his car that it's a legitimate parking cop, but I can't quite make out what he's saying, right? So the owners of the restaurant come out, they start chewing this cop's ass out, and the cop gets out of the car and starts chewing them out, and they're having an argument in French, right? So I go back into the restaurant and in broken English, they tell me that they are saying that you need to pay $2 to park where you did in front of the restaurant, because there's a parking lot right across the street that people use to go down the beach, but you weren't in it. So you shouldn't have to pay the $2. So I come back out and the cop is still asking for his $2. He leaves for a second to go down the hill to the beach area to try to bust somebody else. And in that time, Amanda and I just put it in reverse and we start taking off, right? This cop comes up the hill in his car and we lead him on a slow speed chase through the island.
No, you did not.
Are you serious?
This dude was on us for like 5 miles. And we got out of the little town that we were in and I guess it was out of his jurisdiction. So we turned around, but that's all it was a parking meter dude.
I say it counts.
Do I get it?
I think it counts. Yeah.
And he did have lights on the car.
Did he have a badge?
He did not have a badge, but he had a very, very well-pressed T-shirt.
A T-shirt?
He had no badge.
And it did have a logo on it that indicated he was part of the parking division.
He had one of them lights you had to manually put on the top of the car.
Sort of.
He took a turn too hard and zoomed off.
You know what they really looked like were manual strobe lights, long rectangular ones that they just put on top of the car.
Yeah.
But it was a slow speed chase. Do I get credit for it or not?
I'll give it to you.
Slow. Did you ever at any point in time go over 35 miles an hour?
I don't think so.
I think this counts as walking away from the cops.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.